It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Welcome to our weekly outdoor show when we get the chance to sit down and talk about fun stuff like hunting and fishing. Now, this week, our special guest is Mr. David Fort. David is with American Whitetail Authority. Now, this is something that maybe some of you know about, and I'm betting a bunch of you may not know about it. But American Whitetail Authority, they have a TV show. It's a competition deer hunt they go all over the country, and they have competitors. And these guys go out not with a bullet or a bow or an arrow, but with a digital camera of sorts that mounts on the barrel of a shotgun. Now, no bullets are fired, but we're going to get in with David and talk about how it's scored and how the winners are chosen. David, thank you very much, buddy, for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you about American Whitetail Authority.
Well, we want to get the word out on this because the concept and all is just, it's awesome. I was lucky enough to be in before it was ever really became a contest. I know up in Oklahoma there was a test hunt that I was invited to go on. I couldn't go. I got a good friend of mine, Mike Ford, and actually Larry Large came up. I got those guys hooked up with you, and both of them went up. They had a good time, and then Larry was a competitor for a while. Larry's a guest on our show here in Texas quite often. But tell us, David, how the scoring system works, and give us a good idea of the premise of the whole thing.
Yes, sir. What we do, we actually take 8 competitors this year. We've tweaked it a little bit. We're putting 8 guys on the same track of land at the same time. And this way they're competing under the same conditions. So these guys go out, and we treat it pretty much like it's public land. The guys will have 1 day to scout and hang their stands, and then 2 days to hunt. And the way we do this is, like you said, we have a digital scope mounted to a gun, and when they pull the trigger, this scope captures an image of what's actually in the crosshairs at the time of trigger pull. And it stores it to an SD card, just like your regular digital camera does. And so the guys are out in the field. They have, the way we're doing it this year is you'll have 3 shells in the morning and 3 shells in the evening to shoot. That's all, you only get 3 shots. That plays into your strategy also. But they'll come in, we'll pull their SD card, pop it into a computer, and then we can see the image of what they shot. And we can, with the crosshairs set in the scope like they are, it shows exactly where the crosshairs were at the time of trigger pull. And we can judge it a kill versus no kill, and then we can actually take the image itself and score the animal as far as rack size and age, which are the other 2 scoring criteria we have.
Very, very interesting. While I've never really competed or had a chance to be there on the ground with you, I feel like I know a lot about it because I've talked to you a great deal and Larry, who was a competitor for the first season, and Mike Ford, my buddy that's hunted with those digital scopes. So there's going to be, say for instance, in the scoring system, David, I would imagine a right behind the shoulder crosshairs image of a 150 class buck in the end score, the final scoring would probably, that would be the ultimate goal, right? I mean, that would score better than a marginal crosshair shot on a spike, right?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. We try to base our scoring on quality deer management principles. So you get more points for an older deer, and that carries just about as much weight as the actual rack size does. Whereas, you know, if you have a 150 class, say, 5.5-year-old deer, it's certainly going to score more than a 160 class 4-year-old deer. Or they'll be right there about the same. You know, be real close, just depending on how the actual inches work out. But we do give a lot of weight to harvesting mature deer. And we also allow guys to take does also. And we also weigh the age of the does also with older doe class versus a younger doe class.
I'm with you. Well, that makes sense. And like you say, just good whitetail management practices where you're, you know, looking at the camera shot, you're not going to be able to tell if it's a 4.5 or a 5.5. you might be able to tell if it's a difference in a 3.5 and a 4.5, possibly. But you're looking for mature animals. In other words, you can say that's a mature buck opposed to a 2.5-year-old. That, I guess that's really when you're really studying the shots, that's probably what you're looking at, right?
Yes, sir. That, and it's actually kind of interesting with the scopes. You, let me back up a little bit. Instead of just the actual image, we can tell, it takes a 10, the scope takes a 10-second video.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have, as you watch that 10-second video, you can click it at the time of the shot. Excuse me, pause it at the time of the shot.
Right.
So that's when we get the crosshairs on it. But we have 10 seconds of video where we can pause throughout at any point to judge rack and age size. So we're not limited to just the one photo. And actually, we encourage guys when they, you know, quote-unquote, take a deer to get more footage of it if it's possible. So
yeah,
we have the more footage we have, the more accurate we can be with the scoring.
One shot is just one frame in time, you know, where the crosshairs are on the shoulder or whatever. But the added video that you've got there, yeah, I can see that. So the guys will get out, they'll get out and scout a day before. And I know some of them hunt from ghost blinds, the mirror blinds. I know Larry did. Some of them, they can use any blind, climber, tree stand, or whatever, right? I mean, that's their choice.
Yes, sir, that's correct. You know, any products they want to use except bait. We don't allow them to bait.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, any kind of scents, calls, whatever they want to use, we want these guys to be able to use what makes them the hunter that they are. And you know, we don't want to limit them with anything. We want to be able to let, you know, use what products they're accustomed to using. And, you know, that boils right down to stands. Of course, we supply them the scope and the gun.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that and baiting, we let them use what they like to. And we did use the ghost blinds, and I think guys will probably be using them this year. Larry caused quite a little stir. Several folks hadn't seen those when he showed up with them, and
yeah.
He did well using the ghost blinds.
Yeah, well, on a side note, I mean, I bow hunt a lot, and I honestly took the biggest buck of my life, a 157, a year before last, with the ghost blind. So they do work, any means that you're comfortable with, but the thing about those, they're so portable, lightweight. In other words, you can set a ghost blind up in 20 seconds, get behind it, and what the deer are seeing is a reflection of nature around them. So they are highly effective. I can see, and especially the competition like you guys are doing, where you're out for one day and you need to get it set up, and maybe it's a field edge that you on a trail coming into a field or something that you want to target. You know, I could see how the ghost blind would, you can put them just about anywhere where if you're climbing a tree stand, you know, tree climber, you got to pretty much find a tree first, don't you? You know?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And some guys, it's kind of interesting, you know, leading into what you're saying, or taking off of what you're saying, that, you know, it's really, this competition is so great because you see different strategies playing out. And it's a lot of fun because you'll see the guy who thinks his spot, his one or two spots, you know, everybody will have at least one backup spot. But he's going to, the guy who'll sit it out all day in that one spot, that's what he wants to do. And then you'll have the guy who's, you know, got his ghost blind or something similar, and he's mobile. He's on his back. You know, I'm here at this point of the day, I'm here at this point, and I'm here at this point, and I'm on the go.
He's on the prowl, so, right.
Yes, yeah. Sir. And a lot of that also depends on, you know, what the deer are doing, too. They, you know, that dictates a lot of strategy itself. So
you
all know that there's certain days that if the deer aren't moving, you better, and you got to make something happen. And that's another interesting thing about this competition is, to a man, every guy who competed in this thing did not account for what the competition side was going to do to their psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Every single guy said when they're up in the stand that first morning and they start hearing gunshots, because when the guys pull the trigger on these scopes, they fire blank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's as real as it can possibly be.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're up the tree or they're behind in their blind or whatever, and they're hearing boom. And a few minutes later, boom, and they're thinking, great, I'm in third place right now. So they're having to rethink their whole strategy, and guys said it really pushed them harder to try to find deer than they ever thought it would, because, you know, these guys are all really highly competitive guys.
Oh, yeah.
They want to win, and they've got that drive to win, and it's hard when you start thinking about you're losing and you're not seeing deer, and every scenario that you can think of starts racing through your mind, and you've got to figure out the right thing to do. So it's a game changer.
You bet. David, an interesting side note, Bill Dance, I record radio with Bill every week. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, one of the questions I asked him is, how do you stay psyched up, or how did you stay psyched up in a bass tournament? Bill still fishes a lot of catfish tournaments and things like that. He says, well, I go into it, Luke, and you know what? We can all take something away from Bill Dance's words here. He said, I go into it knowing that there's only one person that I'm competing against, and that's me. He said, I can, in my mind, rule out everything else. And he says, I always keep a mindset that if I'm pulling my boat up to a submerged log or a brush pile or whatever, I visualize that bass down there. I can see the fins on him. I can see his eyes. I might not catch him. He might not really be there. But then in my mind, I think, okay, he's at the next one. So the positive, especially in the tournament, the hunt deer hunting tournament like you guys are doing, the positive mindset and would be an absolute must. Folks, our guest is Mr. David Fort. Now, David is the president of American Whitetail Authority, and it's a TV show, too. I want to make sure, David, that we connect everybody with, you know, American Whitetail Authority so they can start following it. And, you know, the contestants are posted there on the website. They can learn, you know, kind of like following any sport. They can learn from these guys, too, through a blog, I know. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Our AWA pros are available there on our forums on the website, which is at awapro.com. That's awapro.com. And you can jump on the forums. You can ask these guys questions, and you know they'll be glad to tell you everything they know. They're a super group of guys and you know love to help folks out, and they're just, like I said, just a great group of guys and really, really interested in helping educate people and share what they know. So.
You bet. Well, David, the TV show, now the filming is going to be taking place during these events, which are coming up within the next couple of months. The TV show airs where and when will it, people can watch it, will be able to watch it on TV?
Yes, sir. We're going to air on Pursuit Channel. Uh-huh. And it will be in the third and fourth quarter of 2014. So it's going to be a little while, but we'll kick off in July of 2014.
I'm with
and,
you.
Yep. Folks can just stay tuned to the website, and we'll let them know. You know, we'll certainly let folks know well in advance when things are going to be happening
and,
there.
And we'll have you back on, too, David, talking and giving updates on these hunts. I think that'll be fun, and the folks could follow that. But the website is AWA Pro, AWAPro.com, correct?
Yes, sir. You can find us there, and also we're on Facebook, so we keep a very active Facebook page, and folks can check us out there and see what we're all about.
Well, they can go, okay, on Facebook, American Whitetail Authority, or would you type into either AWA?
American Whitetail Authority.
Okay, yes, that'll get you. Well, I really do appreciate you being with us, David, and I bet a lot of our listeners have learned something new. I'm sure some of the folks that listen regularly knew about what's going on anyway with AWA, but we will get you back soon, and we're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. How about it?
Sounds great. Really do appreciate it.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And also made possible by Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. The website down there is hpolaris.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com. And there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.